Motorsport 411 presents
all the four and two-wheeled action.
Motorsport 411 with Sean Cardavillas.
Welcome to Motorsport 411, your home for all your four and two-wheel action in Africa. This is a special roundup of the 2022 WRC Safari Rally, the great Kenyan experience in Africa, arguably the toughest rally in the world. Coming up in this episode, we'll be speaking to the Cabinet Secretary for Sports, Dr. Amina Mohammed, the Toyota team principal, Yarimati Latvala, and the event director for WRC promoter, Simon Larkin.
All the four and two-wheeled action. Motorsport 411.
Welcome to the show.
But up at the front, it's been the same story from day one. Toyota, untouchable. The Yaris has proved a beacon of reliability and the team duly rewarded with their first 1-2-3-4 finish since, aptly, the 1993 Safari Rally. And leading the team home for his fourth win of the year, Kalle Rovanperä. Another spectacular drive, another win.
This commentary is courtesy of WRC.com. So it was a very eventful 2022 WRC Safari Rally, which was won by the 21-year-old Finnish phenomenon Kalle Rovanperä, navigated by Joni Hautanen.
It feels great. I have to say this was the hardest rally I've ever done, and to be honest, we have to just thanks the team. Four cars like this, no issues. Clearly the strongest and fastest car. The team did a great job. Thank you to everybody. And thank you to Jonne also. Everybody did a great job.
In the WRC 2 category, it's the Polish Kajetan Kajetanovic who won.
It's like a dream. I don't want to wake up. We won probably the worst, but maybe not worst, but the hardest round in WRC. It's amazing. Thank you for my team, World Team, Lotus Rally Team. Thanks to Maciek, to Race 7. All of them, they did really good work and it works. Fantastic.
And in the WRC 3 category was the only female driver in the event, Maxine Wahome, who prevailed.
I've really pushed. I've tried to push so hard, learn the car as I go. So I'm happy I got to the finish, being first ever in the first time also in the same car.
And also congratulations to Carl Tunde, who won the KNRC category.
Motorsports 411.
Now, during the event, I got to sit with Dr. Amina Mohammed, the Cabinet Secretary for Sports, and I asked her on Capital FM if all was going according to plan.
Oh, it's gone according to every little plan, every little, you know, arrangement we put in place. We are really excited, really excited. No incidents, very smooth rally. Best event, I think, on the WRC calendar until now. Still getting a lot of congratulatory messages from members of the council. I'm a member of the World Rally Championship Council, and everybody's calling to say what a wonderful show we put on. Of course, it's all over the world, and everybody's watching. I think we have beat the record that we had last year of spectators. 2 million last year, I think we're going to surpass that quite easily. So really happy, very proud to be Kenyan, and very proud to be able to reclaim our heritage.
I know a lot of research was done by the organizers after the event last year. It seems like they've been listening to people, complaints or any issues with logistics. So we're seeing from traffic to also spectator zones as well. It looks a lot easier this year.
Oh yeah, I think that what we did was learn from last year and the year before. And I think finally we're getting it right. Yeah, but we'll continue improving. It will not be perfect until it's perfect, right? But it's less movement because we brought the mobile supermarkets. You've seen them. And they're working very, very well. I think people are going there to replenish their provisions. We've been able to deal with the traffic, right? And I think the arrangements that we have this year, where we have allowed traffic to continue, diverted some of the traffic, created a new route, has worked. It really has worked. Everybody that I'm meeting is telling me that the arrangements are superb, right? Nobody has complained, so far. So we'll just see, we'll look at if there are any challenges, we'll learn from them and just keep improving until we get it right. But I think we're really in a good place now. just in terms of getting rallying back to the country and getting the confidence and trust back.
Finally, we've seen from the entries, if Sebastian Loeb, the 9 times world champion, also Sebastian Ogier, they're both on part-time programs. They apparently made the decision to come to Kenya a while ago. It shows the importance of the Safari Rally.
Yeah, it's historic. It's historic. It's not historic just for us. It's historic for the FIA and the World Rally and WRC. And so they're very, very happy that it's back. It's really the most challenging rally that there is, and it's also the most exciting. You've seen the messages already that are coming out. They love being here, and I think that the biggest pull factor for them is the people, is the spectators, who are very, very welcoming, who are happy to have them here, who have absolutely no complaints about them, you know, rallying in our country. But also the fact that we actually have a pipeline that's coming up. We have our youngsters that are really doing well. You know, so far, so good. Keeping my fingers and toes crossed. But I think that our people always, our people, our country, our terrain, our flora and our fauna, the amazing political support we have from President Uhuru Kenyatta, right, who has led from the front. And he's really proud of how this has all turned out.
Dr. Amina Mohammed, the Cabinet Secretary for Sports, thank you so much for speaking to us on Capital FM.
And thank you very much for the excellent work you've done. I am so, so happy to have you doing this, you know, this year again. I'm looking forward to many, many more such events. As a council member next time, not as a Minister for Sports, but I'll be here to support, you know, the event, both from home and from the FIA headquarters in Paris.
That's the Cabinet Secretary for Sports, Dr. Amina Mohammed, speaking to me on Capital FM. We'll be back.
All the four and two-wheeled action. Motorsport 411.
So welcome back to our special roundup of the 2022 WRC Safari Rally. What a performance for Toyota Gazoo Racing, sweeping the top four places in the event. I got to speak to the team principal Yari Matti Latvala on Capital FM.
First of all, it's been literally domination by Toyota. Just tell us what's gone right with the Safari Rally.
I think the biggest thing is that our car's been working so well that we haven't had any major problems. I think that the maker has a strong car. That is the first thing. What you need in Safari, that was also proven in the 80s and 90s. Then the second point is that the drivers have to understand the way to drive this event. You need to find a way to be fast, but also safe in some places. So it means that when it's good condition, you can push. When it's rough, hard, you have to back off and listen to car, that you don't break the car. And I think our drivers really have been driving the smart way.
You've also got a lot of experience as a driver, you know, relatively recently retired as well. How much of your input, and how much of the success of Toyota is down to your input?
Well, I mean, I'm just one part of the team. There's so many people in the team. Like here, we have about 100 people working, so delivering the cars, which are strong and fast for the drivers, and then drivers do the results. So I'm just one link in the chain.
Finally, we heard Malcolm Wilson's talking about the Fesh and saying that, you know, he's not a huge fan of that. From your point of view, is that a unique aspect of the Safari that should be kept?
Fesh, I think it's fine, but if it's in the areas where it's a bit more wider and you have more room, I think then it's fine. But the Fesh being in a very narrow part where you're a lot very twisted, the problem is that the front of the cars are taking all the sand to the bonnet and to the windscreen, and drivers are losing the visibility. I think I don't mind, you know, if it's rough and it's hard and it's Fesh, but the thing is that drivers should be able to see, and that's why the Fesh should be in the areas where it's a bit wider and there's more room, but not so much in the so narrow and twisty places. But other than that, I think like the roughness and everything, it belongs to the rally in Safari that you have many kind of conditions.
you have a very, very special talent in Kalyrov and Pera. Have you been surprised, first of all, with the maturity of his driving this season? And also, his father, Harry, finished fourth in the Safari Rally in 2002. From your point of view, how much of his driving has surprised you here in the Safari Rally?
Very much, because I didn't expect him to really fight for the victory. I was thinking that he would be maybe somewhere in top four, but that he was able to start the first car on the road and also in a very difficult condition, in a muddy conditions on Saturday, like in the Sleeping Warrior and the stage before that. He was able to do such incredible fast times, even though he was leading. So managing that leading situation, you need to be very strong-minded, and that's what Kalle is, very cool and very strong in mind.
You say you have a very strong car. From your point of view, how much of a surprise was it, how bad it went for both Ford and Hyundai?
I mean, yeah, this is an event which is very rough, and yes, you can have a problems. This is clear, and I think, yeah, the other teams have had problems, maybe more than us. Then it's just the question is how you've been testing and where you have been testing. I think we have been then working quite well our tests, that information what our engineers have been doing and planning for the testing has worked out, and I think that's where it has paid off.
That's the Toyota Gazoo Racing Team Principal Jari Matti Latvala speaking to me on Capital FM. We'll be back.
All eyes though on championship leader Kalle Rovanperä. 145 points, 65 clear of Thierry Neuville in second, as the World Rally Championship heads for Estonia in 3 weeks' time, and we'll be there to bring you all the best action.
This commentary is courtesy of WRC.com.
Motorsports 411 with Sean Cardavillis.
Welcome back to our special roundup of the 2022 WRC Safari Rally. Now, Simon Larkin is the event director for WRC Promoter. I got to speak to him after the finish and asked him, out of 10, how would he have rated the event?
I think the sporting organization was probably a good 8. I think, I mean, you only need to, just anyone can look at the record. All of the stages started on time. That's 100% record for stages starting on time. We had to only modify one of the stages because it was a bit broken up, and that was the stage today. And it's not so much because we were worried about the rally cars coming through. It was more about the emergency vehicles that might have to get access in case of an actual emergency. So I think that's very good. There are a few other things behind the scenes, but what I'll say is, you know, compared to last year, which was an event run in very difficult circumstances as the first event, plus with COVID issues on top, certainly there was a huge amount learned last year. And any issues, problems, which are always going to come up in an event of this scale, they would definitely resolve 3, 4, 5 times quicker than they were last year. And that's all anyone can ask for in a sophisticated and complicated event like this.
Malcolm Wilson, I don't think you heard his comments, but he was asked about the fesh-fesh, the fine sand that really now has become a characteristic of the Safari Rally, saying that, yes, the Safari Rally is a unique event and, you know, it should be on the calendar, but he doesn't think so much about the fesh-fesh.
Yeah, I mean, Malcolm's a man of many strong opinions. As someone who works for the promoter, so more on the marketing side, I think those pictures and images that we got from the fesh-fesh are just astounding, and I think they take a lot of us back to the images that a lot of people who have followed the Safari for many, many, many years. Ford, M Sport Ford didn't really have a great Friday. Maybe that's influenced a bit of his opinion of things, and that's always going to be an influence. You know, anyone who's winning always has a rosy glow of anything. But I think this character of this event, I truly believe that we have created a classic WRC Safari in a modern WRC format, and I think that's the best we can do. And I think everyone's deserves to be quite proud of that.
You said before the Safari has a unique character. We saw, you know, hundreds of thousands of Kenyans out in the Rift Valley. Do you still hold that in terms of the turnout of the people?
Yeah, I mean, this is an event, and I think it's an event that President Kenyatta, when we first started on this journey in about 2017 or 18, it's great that President Kenyatta and Amina Mohammed and others, they want to, and so do we share this idea of bringing this back to Kenya and making it an event of the people of Kenya. We want them to have ownership over the event. We want them to feel the passion for the event. And, you know, the fact that there's no tickets sold for this. This is an event that should touch every level of the society here in Kenya, and for them to feel emotion, emotive towards it. And I think that's happening. And I didn't get to leave the service park very often, but every time we were driving past every school on a road section, the kids were all out cheering the rally cars along, the number of spectators out there. I think this is an event for every level of society, and I think we need to continue that and grow that. But I think it's a good start.
The route, we could see it was very tough on the cars. How tough can the route be? Should it be any tougher than this? Is this about as tough as it should be for a World Rally Championship event?
I mean, I think the route was tough, but I mean, all of the cars restarted on the third day. Every car was still actually running. We didn't have any cars damaged beyond the ability to restart after a two-hour service. I think that's, you know, but it was tough. It was challenging. This event is supposed to be tough and challenging. We need to remember that these cars that we're competing with here, they're five events old. This is a whole new generation of technical spec. The teams are still learning them. They're still developing them. So there was always going to be some teething problems, I think, for the first safari. But all of them made it to the last day. I think that's a good sign. And by the time we come back here again in 12 months' time, the cars will be 12 months developed. And I think they'll stand up a lot stronger. And I don't think we need to make it tougher. But I'm also not sure that we need to tone it down at all.
History of some sorts made the first time, they're saying, in about 29 years that Toyota 1, 2, 3, 4. How impressed were you by them, and your thoughts on Hyundai and Ford having such a tough time?
Yeah, I mean, Toyota did a very good job here, but they weren't without their own issues as well. You know, Ogier had a time delay with a puncture. Taka had his own issues. This is tough. I think some of the Fords were probably a little bit unfortunate with some of their issues. Hyundai probably had, you know, Oit's issue with the gear stick on the first day that's an uncharacteristic issue to have had affected him. And it affected him for a whole loop of stages. That's unfortunate. I think both of them they're very good cars. Each of those cars have won already this year after only five or six rallies. So the cars are all there and thereabouts. This is a tough event. This is a tough and demanding sport. I think swings and roundabouts and the others will be back. I wouldn't be surprised to see, you know, Hyundai winning in Estonia, or to see a Ford winning in Estonia at the next event.
Of course, iconic stages here. We're in the Rift Valley. I'm sure you're pleased with the pictures. In terms of the turnout of the people, we see literally millions of people out here the whole week. Does it concern you about the infrastructure in terms of handling this amount of people? We did see traffic jams, you know, in certain parts of it. Although I have to admit, probably on the main road, it was a little bit better than last year. The organizers doing a lot to try and see what they can do to control the traffic situation and all that. Just your thoughts on that?
I mean, in terms of the actual rally traffic, there was a very clear plan from the Kenya police and from the sporting organization here for the event to work very hard to separate a lot of spectator traffic from the rally route traffic. And that was very well done. I'm not aware of too many delays, except there were some issues this morning, and that was more to do with parallel parties that are happening here in Naivasha, the festivals that are happening around the rally, which of course we fully support, because we want this whole event to become a festival for Kenya. No, I think there was a great improvement. We probably need to work on some of the traffic and the requirements for these parallel festivals. I know there were some teams that it took them quite a long time to get back to the hotel last night. But we all realised that we're here at a large national event and we want it to continue to grow. There will be some sacrifices that we have to make. You know, this is, we're all here. We're all lucky to be here. And if it's very popular with the spectators and people wanting to come and party around the rally, yeah, fair play, I say. But maybe just a little bit more control and coordination of those parallel events. But it was great to see. I mean, I drove through Kidong on Friday. And to see that last couple of, you know, an entire kilometres of the last part of the stage just lined with spectators and massive marquees and parties and VIP hospitality and other things. That's what we want. And certainly at Hell's Gate, I can see Hell's Gate is something that we will push quite hard and be involved in turning it into a one-stop shop, massive party and festival for fans from all around the world to come.
Finally, it's always great to see you, and you know, we're really enjoying WRC Promoter in terms of the feedback that we get, you know, in terms of improving the rally. Just off the top of your head, anything that needs improvement for 2023? We know you'll be waiting for the report and of course checking, you know, regarding the report and giving your feedback. Just anything off the top of your head that you'd like to see improved in 2023?
Yeah, I mean, all the reporting is a two-way street. We do our own reports and for sure we like to get feedback. We'll meet with CS Muhammad and CEO Phineas Kamathi at an upcoming event, and we'll review everything. I can't think of anything off the top of my head. I think there's been some good improvements. You know, we have to accept that we're in Kenya and things are under Kenyan time here. How much we can necessarily change that, I'm not sure, but we'll try. We'll try.
That's Simon Larkin, Event Director for WRC Promoter. We'll be back.
3, 2, 1. Top 250. 5 minus left over crest. 120. 120. 5 minus right. 200.
Motorsports 411.
That wraps up our special coverage of the 2022 WRC Safari Rally. A special thank you, as always, to Big City Studios, and a huge happy birthday to our producer, Lee Kanyotu. I'm Sean Carter-Villis.